Deviate by Jay Kristoff. Read for you by Aaron Spencer.
Are these people defective?
Lemon Fresh winced as another explosion burst against their hull. The world shook, and her brain meats ached as she was beginning to wonder if getting up this morning had been such a fizzy idea. The heavy armor they were encased in held fast, but the boom was still deafening, echoing around her skull. She could barely hear Ezekiel's shout from the driver's seat below.
Their rockets seem to be working just fine.
Lemon pulled her helmet down harder, yelling over the splodies.
Dimples, when you convinced me to jack this thing, it was on the understanding that nobody'd be stupid enough to pick a fight with a tank.
I didn't think anyone was.
Another explosion burst against their roof, and Lemon held on to her gunner's seat for dear life.
Okay, I hate to be the one to break this to you, but...
Look, if you're that worried, you could always shoot them back.
I'm 15 years old. I don't know how to shoot with it.
Another explosion cut Lemon's sentence off, but from the swearing she heard down in the driver's cabin, she was pretty sure Zeke got the gist. She looked into the vid screens at her gunner's controls, heart sinking as she noticed their hull was now on fire, that another rocket team had joined the first in trying to murderize them, and finally decided that, yeah, crawling out of bed today, really bad move.
We're all gonna die, she muttered. It had seemed like a pretty sensible plan at the time, too.
They'd motored from Babel Tower less than 5 hours ago, and talking true, Lemon was still trying to wrap her head around it all. The throwdown with Gabriel and his lifelikes, the blood on the chrome, the murder of Silas Carpenter, the look in Eve's eyes as the bullet wounds in her chest slowly knitted closed.
What's happening to me?
Lemon had thought of Silas as her own grandpa, and the memory of his death was a fresh, hard kick to her chest. But right on top of Mr. C's murder had come the revelation that the girl Lemon had known for 2 years, the girl she thought of as her bestest, that girl was a robot. Eve wasn't Eve at all. She was a lifelike, modeled after Nicholas Monrova's lost and youngest daughter, Anna. True cert, and strange as it was, Lemon couldn't give a faulty cred stick if her bestest was a bot. Growing up in dregs, you learn to stick by your friends no matter what. Rule number one in the scrap, stronger together, together forever. But Eve, after all the years and all the spills and all the hurt, she still sent me away. Lemon hadn't wanted to bail, but her radiation gear had been wrecked in the tussle, and the reactor in Babel Tower was still leaking. She didn't know how many rads she'd sucked up already. And whatever her feelings on the topic, Cricket wouldn't let her stick around anyways. The first law of robotics just wouldn't allow him to. So, with tears streaming down her face, she and Cricket and Ezekiel had slunk away from the heart of that hollow tower, away from the myriad supercomputer that contained every one of Nicholas Monrova's dirty secrets, and away from the girl who was nothing close to a girl at all.